So we're about to begin a brand new sugya, almost a brand new. It's the continuation of the previous sugya. In the last sugya, Tosfos developed the whole yisoid which solved the world's problems, that the din of kimah b'drahmanei doesn't apply to tashlumei kapara. That was ultimately the way Tosfos got around the stivers between the me'ilas and the truma stories, and Tosfos developed this whole brand new yisoid that there's no kimah when it comes to kapara. Kapara is a totally different type of echiyah. We try to give a little bit of a razzle-dazzle understanding why there should be so. Some accept it, some didn't accept it. Got a lot of feedback from the guys over the last 24 hours about it, but whatever it is, whether you like it or not, Tosfos says the yisoid. Whether our beer is correct or not is subject to debate, but Tosfos' statement is also subject to debate. Half the Rishonim disagree with it, but at least Tosfos said that ultimately two premises, that tashlumei truma b'shegeg equals kapara, and since it's kapara, so there's no kimlay. That's pretty much what Tosfos held yisoid was. In order for Tosfos' teretz to be true, they have to prove that tashlumei truma is in fact kapara. There is no gemara that says that beferish. The only gemara that we know beferish, that it says is kapara is what? There's only one gemara. All the shas that call something kapara. What is that? Koifer. I told Avram Zev this morning that he was quoted in Shia twice. So he asked me to do a favor, please. I'm hereby doing Chazat Mashlech HaSashukhuzel to tell everybody that he got a 92 on the Bechina. Everyone should be proud of him. Let's get a little more applause. Okay. Good. It was a hard Bechina. Okay, good. So, anyway, getting back to the story. So, Tashlumei, I asked him, how do you get it back so fast? He said, we marked it together with Revi in class. Said, okay, what did you really get in this? Okay, so Rabbi says, Tashlumei Truma is a Tashlumei Kapara. Tosfos has to prove to us, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Tashlumei Truma is Kapara, and that, or else the whole shot is not going to fly. Because of Tosfos, we have a Beferish in Mishnah. There's a Beferish in Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, imagine I ate shuma b'shegeg and I'm about to come and pay the kohen. I feel terrible. I bring my whole barrel of apples to give the kohen. I'm about to hand it to the kohen to fulfill this great mitzvah their eyes. And the kohen says, "Come on, you're a nice guy. We're friends. I'm moichel. Moichel tashlumin." We state in the Mishnah, "Ene yachel limchol." You can't be moichel. So Frek says the kasher on the Mishnah. Why can't be moichel? You can be moichel everything else. If I break your window, you can't be moichel. If I owe you $100, you can't be moichel. You can be moichel anything. Why can't it be moichel tashlumei truma? Oh, it must be that tashlumei truma is a different type of a tashlumin. It must be that it's tashlumei kapara, and it must be that tashlumei kapara is not nitan lemechila. That's pshat in the Mishnah. So Tosfos is back in business. We've proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that tashlumei truma is a kapara. Of course, Tosfos hasn't proven anything yet because Tosfos hasn't explained to us why that should be so. Why is it that a tashlumei kapara is not nitan lemechila? So you can't just read this Tosfos and let Tosfos pull this over. You can't just, Tosfos dug up a Mishnah. There is no Mishnah that says tashlumei truma is kapara. There's no such phrase in Chazal. The best that Tosfos is able to come up with is a Mishnah in Trumas that says ene yochel limchol, and Tosfos is pondering why is ene yochel limchol. Tosfos is thinking, they're spending the whole day trying to figure out why can't it be meichel tashlumei truma? It must be because it's tashlumei kapara. So there's a piece missing in the Tosfos. We have to understand. So why can't it be Meichel Kapara? So we're not sure exactly. We solved one problem, created a whole new problem. So we have to put that on the back burner. But Rabbi Isai, this klal, the Tosfos just made up a new klal, that Tashlumei, we have Mamash learning, bit him their eyes, and one after another, Tashlumei Kapara is not Nitan Lemechila. We have reason to believe that there may be Rishonim who disagree with that. You know who I know? Because there are Rishonim who give a different pshat in the Mishnah why you can't be Moichel Tashlumei Truma, and they dafka don't say Tosfos' pshat, which leads us to believe that they disagree with Tosfos' premise. So here, Tosfos is building their entire case on this Mishnah, this one half-line Mishnah, Maseches Trumas, the claim can't be Moichel Tashlumei Truma. If we could find an alternate reason why he can't be Michael, then the whole Tosfos may unravel. And if the whole Tosfos unravels, if this unravels, then by extension, this unravels. And if this unravels, then the whole Shia unravels. So all of yesterday's Shia is dependent upon the truth of this Raya. It's all boiled down to Mishnah Trumas. Everybody say, Mamashav, you have to keep all the Shas in order over here. This is how Tosfos learned. They're learning a Sugging Subas Daf Lama. That's how it all started. In order to understand the sugya and ksubas of Lama, they reference the Gemaras in Pesachim Chavtas, the Gemaras in Pesachim Chol Lamed Beis, the steering Gemaras. And Tosfos came up with this razzle dazzle mahalach that there's no kimim drama in a antashlumi kapara. And they were so sure that the Shlume Truma is Kapara, and they have to explain, how do they know that? So I says, let me show you how I know that. I know that because I know for a fact that there's no Mechila. That Mishtin Truma says, Megala, that it's Kapara. If it's Kapara, therefore there's no Kimle. And now the Gemara is Mpsochim, and Ksuvus, everything fits into a package. It's all hinging on the truth of that statement of Tosfos that the Shlume Kapara is Lolitin Lemechila, which is all based on their interpretation of that Mishnah and Trumas. If I'll find your Rishon, I'll give you a different view in the Mishnah and Ksubas, then Nafla Yisai, Nafla Binyan. So you don't have to go that far. If you want a different shot in the Mishnayis and Trumas, where do you go? You don't have to go too far. You go where? Well, you can open up the Mishnah and Trumas, that would be a good place. And which Peirush should you look for? You want a Rishon. Who's the Rishon? Who speaks on Trumas, Rabbi say? The Rash. Who's the Rash? It's the Rash Mishans. It's one of the Balei Tosfos themselves. The Rash Mishans. The Rash that's quoted in Tosfos all the time. The Rash from Tosfos is the Rash. Not the Chiddush Rash, but that we always quote. The Rash that's quoted in Tosfos is the Rash. So Vishte in the Rash. What does the Rash say Pshat in the Mishnah? Who's got my Mekomis for me? Who's got my Mekomis? No one's got my Mekomis for me. It wasn't on the Mamakamas? No. This was. Yesterday, maybe I missed one or two things here and there. If this was it, we can close up shop. It was there. Either I need a Gemara Brachas with Mishnah Yisroim, or I need a Rash. No one's got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Isai, listen to the Rash. Eino Meichel. The cave of the Xeris Akosavu Shechayev L'Shalam Davar Elios Kodesh. Since the din is when you pay back Truma, you have to pay back fruit. Remember, we spoke about this yesterday. It's not enough to pay back cash. You have to pay back fruit. V'ein Yochel Lifter Allah B'Domim. You can't just give back cash. Can't write a check to the Kayin. Therefore, the Dovah Tala B'Bailim. Therefore, you can't be Moichel. There's a whole different reason. There's a Legamre different reason. Legamre different reason, says the Rash. The reason why we can't be Moichel, the Kayin can't be Moichel, is because since the Torah says you have to pay a certain type of tashlumin, such a tashlumin does not need the lemechila. It's a different reason. I have no idea what it means. I don't have a clue what the Rash is talking about. I have no idea why that statement should be true. But one thing I do know, it's not at all what Tosfos just said. Not only do I know that already, the Rash even goes further to tell you that what he's saying is not like Tosfos. Aval ein loymar, don't make that terrible mistake. Like who? Like Tosfos. Aval ein loymar mishum dahavi kaparis oven kekorban kevin the mechayev chaimish dahavi gozel chaveh v'nishra v'hayid l'maisiv chaimish. We'll get to that in a minute. V'tanya begozel kamad yochel limchol, says the Rash. What do you mean? That is nothing to do with kapara. There are cases where you could be moichel, which seem to be kapara also. What's the case? I steal from you and I swear falsely, and then a moid I have to pay a chaimish. The Gemara says pamoli yochel limchol. That sounds very, very kaparish to me. So you see that you can be Michael Kapara. So with the Rash in two lines, just knocked Tosfos out and gave an alternate pshat for the Mishnah. And now, according to the Rash, everything we said yesterday just unravels. So now, Rabbi said, we have a major machlokes, the Gedolei Rishonim, as to how to read pshat in this Mishnah. Everybody agrees that Eino Yochel Limchol Hashlumei Truma B'Shaydi. That is a given. That's a Mishnah. You can't argue with this Mishnah. But we have a fundamental machlokes in Rishonim. What conclusion do we draw from that Mishnah? So Tosfos said, because it's Kapara, and therefore everybody knows Mechila doesn't work in Kapara. And what does the Rash say? Mechlal not. Bring up Teshlumi Kapara. Mechila, totally wrong. What does the Rash say? Because there is what we call a very specific type of Teshlumin. You have to pay Peiris. You can't pay Baos. And therefore, it's not shaykh to be Moichel. So we have two biurim in the Gedolei Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos, in the world of Tosfos themselves. The Balei Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Lamed against the Rash and the Perush Mishnayos. The Hilik of Balei Tosfos themselves are fighting out what's pshat in this Mishnah, with the ramifications being critical for Ksubas Daf Lamed, because everything of yesterday's Shia, the whole Shtikot Torah, that there's no Kimlid Ramin and Tashlumei Truma, because it's Kapara, is hinging on the truth of this Tosfos. So Rabbi said, when you look at this Bachlek Tosfos in the Rash, you have to ask yourselves, which pshat makes more sense to you? Which pshat do you understand better? Which pshat makes more sense? Any Yochel Limchol. I'll tell you a secret. Neither pshat. I have no idea what anyone's saying. I have no idea conceptually why you can't be Michael Kapara, and I have no idea why you can't be Michael Apples either. I understand neither one of these two pshat. Do you understand one or two? Neither.
Can't we just keep the chat we gave yesterday?
What did we say yesterday?
That reason that you, like, that the reason you gave me mohal and kapar would be because it's not being, it's like within shemayim.
We're getting there. Got a while to go. So I don't understand Tosfos, I don't understand the Rash. So we have to go a step back. The whole sugya depends on the truth of this Mishnah, what the real true reason of this Mishnah is. I have to analyze both Tais and the Rash. So Rabbi say, the Olam HaYeshivas Yaduah Mefursam, a famous word from who? From Rebbe Chanan. Famous Rebbe Chanan, it happens to appear for some quirk of a reason, the beginning of Avodah Zarah. He even put it on the Maamar Kermis, right? Okay. No, it was a Chiddush, but an Achor on the Maamar Kermis, that's already, you know, whole new level, all right? And Achron in the last 150 years also, that's already a new level of a new level. I remember we were at Peretzky Alev HaShalom. He used to be the Boichin in Yeshiva when I was younger. Actually, this is your time, Mamash, this week. It was Nifta, I think, during Ses Mechuba, if I'm not mistaken. So Rav Peretzky, he was an old-timer from Rad, and he learned Ben Chofetz Chaim, he learned Rav Naftali. He didn't buy into new, he didn't like new stuff. So I remember one time he walked into the, he used to come to me in the Beis all the time. He would sit down and start ranting and raving about all the problems of the last 80 years. So one time he was ranting and raving. He was very upset about footnotes in Svarim. He said, "Lo shemana davazem yalem, whoever wrote footnotes, now they're no safer anymore. There's one line and then 1,000 pages of footnotes." He said, "We got to get rid of all the footnotes. We got to start writing Svarim and stop the footnotes." That was his first time. And then he had another time. He said that there hasn't been a good sefer written in the last 50 years. That's what he said. Since the Mishnah Berurah, nothing. Okay. So Rebbe Chanan is from 80 years ago. So Rebbe Chanan, I think, still counted as Rav Peretzky's book. It was still a good sefer. One of his ones come out 50 years of Rishis Koach, so I guess that was written, I think, after he was Nifta, so I guess that didn't get criticized. Okay. So everybody say. So Kum Rebbe Chanan, the famous word, and says, "I'll tell you what the beer adover in the Machlekes Tais Nerash." Yesh Lachor, says Rebbe Chanan, the whole Machlokes emanates from one basic hakira as to what the very nature of this concept of Mechila is all about. A very strange concept of Mechila. Simple, I owe you $100. I broke you in, I owe you $100. I come to Beis and I say, "Okay, but I'm going to pay $100. I come, go to my bank account, take out $100, hand it to you, and you say, "Ich bin Meichel. I'm Meichel the money, it's all right." And then a week later you say, "You know what, can you do me a favor, I could use that $100? I don't have to give it. If I want to be a nice guy and give it to you, you can't take me back to the Torah. You are Meichel the money." Kulei Amal Pligid is a concept of Mechila. There are sugyas and shas about the concept of Mechila. We learned about, right, a little about Mechila earlier on, right? Mechila by Knas, we learned about Tosis, Yerushalmi, right? Everyone agrees there's a concept of Mechila in Halacha. Yeshlach, or what's the nature of Mechila? How does this hocus pocus, chalois of Mechila work? So one can understand there one or two ways, after Rebbe Chanan. One can understand that all Mechila means is it's a siluk of the schus of the Teveya. When you break my window, so the Torah gives me a certain schus to collect. The Torah says, "Adam Mazik, you have to pay me." So I have a certain tain against you. I have a tefillin against you in Beis Din. I have a right to go collect my money. I own this schus at tefillin. If I'm misalik myself in this schus at tefillin, if I walk away and I say, "Listen, Michael, I don't want to use the words a mafkirid, a messiah. I don't want to use those words. They're too complicated. I'm misalik myself from that tefillin. Once I'm misalik, I give up. I'm out of the picture." It's a siluk haschus of the teveya. That's what mechila is. Once it's done, it's over, finished. Can we say that there was actually a tashlumah that took place? No, there was no tashlumah that took place. When I hand you the $100 and you say, "Ben Michael," there was no tashlumah. What happened was, you and we in effect circumvented the chiv of tashlumah. There never was a tashlumah. There's only a chiv of tashlumah, kolo, that the teveya has a schus to collect. Once the teveya doesn't have a schus anymore, it's ois chiv. Or maybe you could say a whole different view of Mechila. What Mechila means is not that there was a siluk of a teviyah, but there was a tashlumin. It happened so fast you missed it. You know what it was? Imagine if I would come in and say, "Listen, I want to give you $100. You say, "Fine, I want to take the $100. I give you the $100 and techni dibi, you hand me $100 back. Was there a tashlumin? Absolutely. I saw it. It was a tashlumin. The fact that you give me the $100 back, you give me a matana back, that's not mafkia the shame tashlumin. There was a tashlumin that took place. So guess what? We'll do it really, really fast. We'll do it really, really fast. I'm going to give it to you. We'll do it even faster. Really, really fast. I'll do it so fast, you won't even see it happen." Why do we have to waste time? I got to go to the ATM. I got to remember my PIN code. It takes so long. I got to go out to, you know, make sure nobody's stealing my money. Over. I have to go walk over to your house, knock on your door. I got other things to do over Yom Kippur. I got to shluck kaparis. I'm so busy. So many things to do. Why do I have to go and walk to your house and give you the money? And if you give me the money back a second later, I'll save my time. You save your time. You can go sit and learn. I'll sit and learn. You can give me the money back anyway. Why do I have to just play this game and give you $100 and give me back $200? Well, let's take a torch to Durham. Hareni kilu partum. I'll make believe it's as if I gave you $100. I'll make believe. You'll make believe. He'll make believe. We'll all make believe. The whole world is one big make believe. Well, Mr. Rogers, one big world of make believe. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. Dr. Berman knows, okay? So it's one big world of make believe. That's what Mechila is. Mechila means there was a Teshlumen here. The whole Hilchas Teshlumen. It followed all the rules and regulations of Teshlumen. It's just that it happened so fast you didn't even notice it. I gave to you and you gave it back to me. So conceptually, it's very, very different. In terms of bank account, it's the exact same. I have the $100 in my account, and you don't have the $100 in your account. So in terms of practically dollars and cents, the exact same result happened, but conceptually, it was radically different. In one case, there was a siluk, hatoveya, and in another case, the other tzad, the chikir, was there was a real tashlumen, albeit it was returned back, and we all did it hocus pocus. It's like, see, that's the... You know, in today's world, we can understand this very well. It happens all the time. Everything, all our monetary transactions, everything is hafuch mitar salam alay. I go to work, I never see a penny from my job. What happens? The money goes from YU, goes into my direct deposit into my account. Where does it go from there? It pays off my credit card, which pays off my Easy Pass. The money just keeps on going around, around, and around, and around. I never see the money. Nobody ever sees the money. That's hafuch mitar salam alay. So we can understand. We live in a world, we can understand hafuch mitar salam alay. It makes a lot of sense. It just saves... a little in the back of all the electric bills that keep on saying, save trees and save money and save the economy and save a stamp and everything. Just press a couple of buttons and all the money will go around and around and around anyway. Where it stops? It never stops here, but it stops somewhere. Okay. So, Zakhtu Bachanan, now I can begin to understand this. Zakhtu Bachanan, if Mechila means that it's the siluk of this chus of the teveya, who is the bailim to be misalik that chus? Who has the right to be misalik that chus? Who? The teveya. Assuming that the chi of tashlumin is emanating from the teveya. What if I flip the coins a little bit and I say, what if I have a specific tashlumin in the Torah that doesn't really come from the teveya? This chus really emanates from the nitva, comes from the person who's paying the money, not from the person who's collecting the money. It happens to be that the money's going to be paid to Yenim. But when Reuven pays Shimon, it's not that Shimon has a shtar chayv against Reuven, not that Shimon has a tainan days din, you broke my window, you pay me. But rather, Reuven has to pay somebody. Reuven has his own chiv, whatever it is, klapi shema, he's got to pay money. In theory, Reuven could have put the money into tzedakah. He could have given it to Hektish, could have given it to the yeshiva. But the Torah said that we want Reuven, Davka, to pay it to Shimon. But this chus emanates not from Shimon. Shimon is the passive recipient. Shimon is not the active player in this tashlumen. Zokcha b'chonon, if mechila means the sila kateveya, that only makes sense on the following issue. Rabbi Chonon doesn't say this phrase. He describes it, but this is our catchy phrase. B'med devar memurim that mechila makes sense when this chus is neveya from the when this chus is neveya from the teveya, when it emanates from the teveya, then mechila makes sense. When this chus is neveya from the nitva, then mechila doesn't make any sense. So the only way to declare mechila works is when this chus is neveya from the teveya. What type of schusim and neveya from the teveya? What kind of schusim and neveya from the nitva? Very answer is very simple. I break your window, you have a tvi against me. I ate truma, you have no tvi against me. First of all, the truma doesn't even belong to the kohen. Why do I have to pay for the shlumi truma? Who? Where does the chiyuv come from? Because the kohen has a din tayr against me. It's not his truma, b'chlal. Koifer. What do I have to pay kofer for? Who? Who has the tain against me? But the Yershim? They didn't own their father. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Where does the chiyah for paying kofer emanate from? Where does the chiyah for paying the truma emanate from? It emanates that the nitva has to settle the score with Ribbono Shel Olam. He has a din v'cheshbon with Ribbono Shel Olam. His ox killed somebody. He's chayav b'sid shemayim. He ate tshuva b'shogeg. He did a terrible aver. He needs a kapara. So the Torah says there are multiple ways to bring kapara. Some aver you clap a chayv for. Some aver you bring kabonis for. Some aver you need yisurin for. And one of the ways, one of the derech hakaparas in the Torah is if you do X, Y, and Z, you pay koifer, you get a kapara. You pay tashlumei tshuva b'shogeg, you get a kapara. The chiyuv is not nothing to do with the teveya. The chiyuv has to do with the with. It's not noveh min ha-teveya. Catch this one, Rabbi. It's not noveh min ha-teveya. It's noveh from the pireya. Okay, it emanates double run. It emanates from the person who's paying the money. As such, what's the other guy's mechila going to do for me? The other guy say mochla hakol mochla hakol shorla hakol. It's like someone being mocked for somebody else's nedar. But the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's why Tosfos holds the Shlumi Kapara L'Nitva L'Mechila, because Tosfos had a certain understanding of what Mechila is all about. And what did the Rash disagree with Zot Rabbi Chanan? The Rash says no. The Rash says that Mechila is not a Siluk HaTviya. What is Mechila? Mechila was a super duper fast Hafuch B'Teras Olam Alei. There was a Tashlumen that took place. You just didn't see it, but it was a Tashlumen that took place. So therefore, the Rash had gezocht, you can have mechila on kapara. Why not? The mitzvah of kapara is, what mechanism do I have to do to make kapara take place? I have to make a tashlumen. I made a tashlumen. Nafkamina, whether I made a tashlumen and he kept the money, or let's say I give the money to the kohen, I give the fruit to the kohen takes it, throws it to the garbage. I did my mitzvah. So Kol's bond that I did my tashlumen, it doesn't matter how long it lasted by the kohen, but it lasted a week, it lasted a second, it lasted a millisecond. Or was an imaginary fuch mitras alamali. Kol's man, there was a tashlumen made. There was a piron that was made. I received my kapara. Therefore, the Rash did not conceptually have any problems with there being a mechila on a kapara. Therefore, the Rash veered away from Tosfos. The reason why the Rash didn't give our Tosfos' pshat is dafka because the Rash held that it's a fuch mitras alamali. It's a different type of mechila. So now Rabbi Chanan comes to the punchline. It says Rabbi Chanan, there's a dual machlokes between Tosfos and the Rash. There's one machlekes about whether you could be meichel tashlumi kapara. Then there's a second machlekes. Look in between the lines. What's the second machlekes? Is the fact that you have to pay perish. You know what we're going to call this? There's a tsuras hatashlumin. There's a very unique way that the tashlumin has to take place. The Rash is machadesh. Whenever there's a tsuras hatashlumin, and we're going to see there are many, many other areas of halacha that has to be tested according to this Rash. But whenever there's a tsuras hatashlumin, you can't be meichel. That's the Rash's second Kiddush. And Tosfos obviously disagrees. How do I know Tosfos disagrees? No. How do I know Tosfos disagrees with the Rash? Because Tosfos was searching, was looking, but looking, they finally discovered in America that the reason why he can't be Meichel Tashlumei Tshuva is because it's Kapara. Zemin Fenda, you see from Tosfos that if not for that consideration, Mechila should have worked, even though there is a Tzuras HaTashlumin. You see that Tosfos had no qualms with Mechila working on Tzuras HaTashlumin. So there's a secondary machlekes between Tosfos and the Rash taking place. Can you be Meichel a Tashlumin that had a specific Tzura? The Rash says no, and Tosfos implies yes. What's that machlekes about? What does that depend on? Says Rabbi Chananu, no? What does it depend on? The exact same question. Why? It all boils down to what? This is one Chakira. One Chakira is one chakira solves all problems, says Rabbi Chanan. It's the Rash l'shitasai and Tais l'shitasai. Why? According to the Rash, what was Mechila? According to the Rash, what does Mechila mean according to the Rash? It means a what? It means a tashlumin took place. It just happened really, really fast, but it had a din of tashlumin on it. It was chal tashlumin on mechol davar. You did tashlumin, right? How did you do that tashlumin? With what? What mechanism? What physical item did you do tashlumin with? So bishlomo, when I break your window and the Torah says I gotta pay $100. I can pay $100 in cash, I can pay $100 in a check, I can pay $100 of potatoes, I can pay $100 worth of with the svarm, whatever I want, I'll give you $100. So then we could say, Hafuch b'teras olam alei, I gave you an imaginary $100. I gave you monopoly money $100 and you gave it back to me. It was an imaginary tashlumin. But Rabbi Yisai, the land of make-believe stops here. You can live in a world of make-believe when the Torah doesn't really care what this tashlumin has to look like. But here the Torah says it's got to be apples. It ain't a make-believe apple. Go try to make a burp or eights on this. It doesn't exist. It's the world of make-believe. The world of make-believe could work for regular tashlumin, but it ain't going to fly when the Torah gives you a specific tzuras tashlumin. So that's the Rash L'shitasa. The Rash who's willing to accept mechila and tashlumin kapara, dafka because mechila is tashlumin, he is the Rishon who turns around and says, it's not going to work when there's a tzuras tashlumin. Because how could it work? It's only make-believe apples. It's not a real apple. And Tosis had no qualms with that. Tosis had no problems with Mechila working on Tzuras HaTashlumin. Tosis had to go fishing for another reason, because it's Kapara. But the fact that there's a specific Tzuras HaTashlumin, that didn't bother Tosis. Why didn't it bother Tosis? It's make-believe. What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? What's the answer? It's Tosis HaTashlumin. It's not Tashlumin altogether. We're not trying to make-believe Tashlumin. We're trying to circumvent Tashlumin. We're trying to prevent the requirement of Tashlumin. But Medvamamum, the Torah says, you have to pay apples. That's when you're paying, you have to pay apples. If you could figure out an eight and not to pay altogether, gizun the eight. Do whatever you want. You could circumvent the Chiv Tashlumin. You could make believe you could come up with a kunz to prevent the Chiv of Tashlumin in the first place. Gizun the eight. It doesn't have to be. Tzuras HaTashlumin is a halacha. You have to pay Devar Elias Kodesh when you're doing a Tashlumin. But Lu Yitzu, you figured out a way to circumvent the halacha. You can do whatever you want. And therefore, Tosfos could not have given the reason of the Rash. The reason of the Rash would not have been acceptable according to Tosfos' understanding of Mechila. Therefore, Tosfos had to go searching for another reason. They came up with the reason of Kapara. Everyone see what Rabbi Chanan did? Sheer genius, right? Mamish, brilliant. Rabbi Chanan just took two machlokesim between the Tosfos and the Rash. Everyone's got to explain away the same fact. The fact is that Eino Yochel Limchol Truma, right? Everyone agrees to that, right? We had it on the board before, we still got it on the board, okay? Everyone agrees to the fact. Eino Yochel Limchol Truma. We have two different reasons why. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, the two reasons are mutually exclusive to one another. If you buy into one, then by definition you don't buy into the other. If you buy into the other, by definition you don't buy into one. Because all Tali Zebezer all boils down to the same basic Hakira. If you hold that Mechila is B'Torah Siluk, if you hold that Mechila is B'Torah Siluk, then what do you think about Kapara? Can you be Meichel? No, because you're the wrong guy. It's not Nevem, it's not a Tevea. But can it theoretically work on Davra Roy? What should the din be if it's siluk? It should work, because I'm not doing a tashlumin. If you hold that mechila is, basically it's a tashlumin, so then should it work on kapara? Why not? Right? Will it work on something when the halacha requires davar relias kodesh? No. Kavaldik, right? Rabbi Chanan's mamish perfect. Everyone saw this Rabbi Chanan? Everyone understood Rabbi Chanan? Everyone's masking to Rabbi Chanan? Who here likes this pshat? Nobody. Not one. Who thinks it's glot? I think it's glot. It's gewaldig. Rabbi say, who here read the Rash? Who here read the Rash inside? Anyone read the Rash this morning? Can someone explain to what you were doing this morning? Saying, long slichas, what was going on this morning? No, what was going on? What were you guys doing? Nobody read the Rash. Seriously. Everyone read the Rash. I would ask you, did everyone put on tefillin this morning? It's 11:35. Everyone daven shacharis. Everyone read the Rash. Okay. I was busy doing tshuva. Okay. I once said, you know, aseres mitshuva, you have to say slich as a chayz mitshuva on your own cheshbon. Don't do tshuva on the Ribbono Shel Olam's time. Time for learning is learning. Time for slichas and doing tshuva is on your own time. Okay, Rabbi said. That was at Mosa for the week. Okay, but yeah, good. I gave the women wanted me to say Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, special for the women this past Shabbos. I gave a little bit of chizuk before Mincha. So I said the only reason why I'm giving the drasha is because the Rambam says you have to. Rambam writes in Hilchos Shuvah that every community in Klal Yisrael is mechuyev to be mamet somebody from the community who people like. So I said, I hope people like me. I said, I don't know if I have all the other criteria that the Rambam spells out. You have to be someone who was never chayte, you have to be someone who's a real. And then the Rambam writes, you can only put up somebody to give musar if they're an ish zokin, if they're an old man. So I said, from the fact that the women requested that I speak, it shows like the community thinks I'm already getting too old. So otherwise, 10 years ago, they didn't ask me to speak, so that's not such a good raya. But okay, anyway. So everybody say, so listen to the Rash carefully. Every word of the Rosh. Mamish, Kedish, Kadoshi. The Rosh says, Eino Moichel, the Kevin Dixias, a Kosovo, Shechav, Lisham, Davarilas, Kodesh. The Ein Yachel Lifter Allah Bidomim. Right? Since he has to pay Tzuris Et HaShlumin, that's the punchline, he can't get out with just paying cash. Ein HaDover Toli Bebailim. Anyone explain to me what that phrase means? Those four words. Ein HaDover Toli Bebailim. What do you think that means? Who, if you had to translate that phrase into English, or into Yeshivish English, how would you translate that? Ein HaDover Toli Bebailim. He just got finished saying, when there's Tzuris Et HaShlumin, he's trying to give you a punchline, he's trying to explain Pshat in the Mishnah, because there's Tzuris Et HaShlumin, therefore you can't be Moichel. So I would have thought, if I was just trying to paraphrase that, what I would have said it meant is, since it's Eino Yochel Lifter Bedamim, Eino Yochel Limchol, right? I thought that Eino Davar Tolu Bebailim just means Eino Yochel Limchol, just a fancy poetic way of saying Eino Yochel Limchol. That's what I thought the Rashi, that's what Pashas the Rashi say. Lefini is like, it's a very modern way of saying Eino Yochel Limchol. I could say it much easier. You know, I could say it. Eino Yochel Limchol. Thank you very much. Okay. So Eino Davar Tolu Bebailim is a very clumsy lashon to describe Eino Yochel Limchol. Just ha'ara number one. Okay. Aval Eimloim Azok Derash. I told you what the reason is because it's Tzuris Et HaShlumin. But don't say like my colleagues in Ksuba Staf Lamed said that Mishum Dehavi Kapara, right? So Eimloim Mishum Dehavi Kapara is Avon Kikorban. Came in the Mechayev Chaimish. It means that would have led us to believe that it's a kapara, and therefore you can't be Moichalat's kapara. So when he's trying to say Ein Lomar, what must he prove now? What must be the punchline right now? He has to prove, if he's trying to negate Taisvis, he has to show you a case in Shas that we know for a fact is kapara, that you can be Moichal, right? He's trying to say Taisvis is wrong. That's his punchline. I'm trying to say what we wrote in Ksuba Staf Lamed, that was wrong. That's what the punchline of the Rashi is. I'm trying to tell you what I said, but the other Rishon, the other Baitai said, Ksubas is dead wrong. So he has to prove you from a Gemara that when you have to shlume kapara, you can be Michael. So he dug up a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Gimel, which says, Gozal Chaveir of a Nishba, a guy steals and he swears, and then he's Maideb, the Maisiv Chaimesh, and it's a Mefereshah Gemara that says, Yochel Limchol. So licked in that proof is what absolute premise? That's a kapara, right? I mean, otherwise the Rashi is mamish reads, that doesn't read. If the whole punchline of the Rashi is to prove that Taizen Ksuba Staf Laman and Asug is wrong, and it's being a raya from Chaimesh of the Goz of Anishba, it's munach in that raya, that Goz of Anishba, is kapara. Right? Really, is that true? Is Goz of Anishba of a Maisiv Chaimesh kapara? I'm sorry to say that the Gemara says Pemoli that it's mamon. The Gemara says, black and white, it's mamon. The Gemara says, it's not kapar, it's mamon. Gemara Ferish Bava Kama. Did I put that on the Marmar Karbis? What? So what's the Rash talking about? He's bringing you a raya. His whole thrust against Taisis, he's trying to slug up the Taisis in Asugya by bringing you a raya, Burush and Lechuba. It's only one line, but you're one line raya that you see Zebin Fador beyond the shadow of a doubt that you can't be Michael, that you can't be Michael Kapar. He brings you a raya for something that's not even kapar. So I don't understand what the Rashi is talking about. I don't understand the clumsiness of the Lashon at the beginning. Ein HaDover Toli Bebailim, that's the wrong phrase. It's very too poetic for me. Just say straight Ein Yochel Limchol. And I don't understand the Raya B'chol doesn't make any sense. The Baisai, as we quoted last week when Rabbi Kivega disagreed with somebody, what did he ask for? 100 times Mechila. I asked him, the Heiliger Rabbi Chonon should be Meichel Zayin more than 100 times. But MS, he'll Torah, he'll land any tzarech. I think the Rabbi Chonon's pshat is not what the Rashi is saying. Bechlal. Bechlal, not what the Rashi is saying. Lefiani is daiti. The Rashi agrees 100% with our Tosis. What? Yeah, the Rashi agrees 100% with our Tosis that you can't be Moichel Tashlumi Kapar. It is impossible to be Moichel Tashlumi Kapar. It's off the chart. You cannot be Moichel. That's non-negotiable. You cannot be Moichel Tashlumi Kapar. If so, why did the Rash have to go run to bring another reason? What's the answer? What Nakuda did the Rash disagree with? He said Tashlumi Trum is not Tashlumi Kapara. That's the Nakuda. The Rash knew that Taisus is right. He never says Taisus is wrong. He's not trying to disagree with Taisus about Mechila and Tashlumi Kapara. He's trying to disagree that Tashlumi Trum is Nishkin Tashlumi Kapara. This is what the Rash doesn't like. This is the part that he's coming to negate. That's the punchline of the Rash. And if so, he has to bring a raya that Tashlumi Kapara, that Tashlumi Trum is what? Is not Kapara. That's what he really has to bring a raya for. He doesn't have to bring a raya that you can or cannot be Moichel. He knows you can't be Moichel Kapara. Everybody knows that. You ever learned Taisus and Ksubas? Everybody knows that. The Rash never disagreed with that. That was Kaddish Kedoshim. He's trying to bring a raya that Tashlumi Truma is not Kapara. Why would you have thought that Tashlumi Truma was Kapara? What would have misled you to think? What misled Taisus to think that Tashlumi Truma was Kapara? Because it has a funny thing added on to it. What's the funny thing added on to it? Chaimish. Chaimish is very kapara-ish. When I break your window, I give you $100 and that's the call of the dead. Only add on a fifth. A fifth is very, very kapara-ish type of a halacha. And therefore the Rash got very nervous. And the Rash started to say, hey, wait a second. Maybe, Tashlumi Kapara really? Maybe Tashlumi Trum is Kapara. Because after all, you add on a Chaimish. So what does he do? He dug up a Gemara Mavakama that also speaks about what? A Chomesh. That must hold what? That it's Mamon. How do I know that it's Mamon? Because you can be Moichel. Everybody knows that you can't be Moichel Kapara. Did I see what I just did? I just read the Rash 180 degree diametrically opposed than Taisus. Listen to the Lash of the Rash again for the third time. Aval ein loy man mishum da havi kapars avon ki korban kevin de mechayev chomesh. What does he say? What do we need that for? Because he's pushing to try to see is truma kapar or not. That's the nakuda that he's bothered with. So he's playing devil's advocate and saying maybe taka it's kapara. After all, it's mechayev chomesh. That's very kapara ish. Nah, was for kapara. The regozel chavev nishma v'hayde the meisiv chomesh v'tan regozel kam yochalim cho. Why? Because it's what? And it's Mamon, because you could be Moichel. So at the end of the day, Rabbi said, at the end of the day, the Rash holds that Tashlumei Truma is Mamon. It's not Kapara. Now it's Hadrakush Leduchta. A Bazoi that it's Mamon, so why what? What? Why can't you be Michael? Right? I'm sorry, right? Why can't you be Michael? Why can't you be Michael? So now the Rash is searching for another reason. Why can't you be Michael? So what does he say? Because there's Tzuras HaTashlumin. But wait a second. What did we say? Rabbi Chanan's Lamdos was right. If you hold that you can't be Michael Kapara, like the Rash agrees to, so what's your lumdus? What do you think Mechila is? If you think that you can't be Moichel Kapara, if you agree to Taisvus that in theory if it would be Kapara, you can't be Moichel, the Rash is buying into that Taisvus. The Rash, the way we're reading, the Rash never disagreed with Taisvus. If that's the case, if you really truly can't be Moichel Kapara, whatever Kapara is, what do you automatically hold about Mechila? What is Mechila? It's Siluk. If it's siluk, so why can't you be moichel? Because it's tzuras hatashlumin. B'medvam amurim that mechil doesn't work on tzuras hatashlumin. That's it. You would have held that's a fuch b'teras olam ali. But what we're saying, even the Rash agrees that that's not what mechil is. Nobody holds the other side of the chakira. Everybody agrees that mechila is siluk haraya. The Rash agrees that imtum tzulama would have been kapara. Mechila wouldn't have worked. So now the Rash is in a pickle. The Rash just put himself checkmate. Because the Rash agrees to Taisvus that in theory you can't be Michael Kapara. But he disagrees with Taisvus by saying what? The Tashlumei Truma is what? Is not Kapara. So then his mom should check me. So why can't you be Meichel? Why can't you be Meichel? So he's got to search for another reason. He came up with another reason. What's the other reason? Tirusat Tashlumin. But it doesn't make any sense, Tirusat Tashlumin. Because Tirusat Tashlumin only makes sense if you view Mechila through the eyes of a Fuchim Teras Alamli, which Rosh himself doesn't say, according to our Biur. So he's mamish in a jam. Everyone with us so far? The Rosh has got to explain the Mishnah. Why can't you be Meichel Tashlumin? If Tashlumei Truma is plain old Mamon, and he agrees that the word in Mechila is Siluk, so why can't you be Meichel? What does Tirusat Tashlumin have to do with anything? Rabbi Isai, go back to the first line of the Rosh. Second line of the Rosh. The line that stuck out. What did the Rosh say? Shechayv l'sham davar eres kodesh. V'ein yachal lifter ala bedamim. Ein hadavar tali bebailim. Those are the four words that stuck out. And we didn't know what they meant. I'll tell you what the Phoenix died what they mean. You know what the Rosh is saying? You know why you can't be moichel by Tzurisat HaShlumin? When there's a Tzurisat HaShlumin? That's not the reason why you can't be Meichel. That's a terrible reason. If Mechil is Siluk, why not? What is it, Rabbi? If it ain't a Siba, what is it? It's a Simon. What is it a Simon of? From the fact that the Torah says that you have to pay a very, very specific manner, it's got to be apples, it can't be cash. But the other guy says, give me cash. I'd rather have cash. What do you need your apples for? And the Torah says, no, tough luck. It's got to be this and it can't be that. What type of tashlumin is this? This is a tashlumin that's ultimately not emanating from who? It's not really emanating from the Teveya. Not because it's a kapara. The Rosh holds it's not a kapara. It's mominous. But whenever you have a tashlumin that has a tzurisat tashlumin, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with being meichel tzurisat tashlumin because you have to roll mechila silik anyway. What's wrong is, whenever there's a Tzurisat Tashlumin, that's a barometer that this is a different type of Tashlumin. It's a Tashlumin that the other guy's not a balabos on. Hooray, he wants kish, he doesn't want apples. And the Torah says, tough luck, we gotta give him apples. So how could he be Kaveya? Catch that one. How could the Kaveya be Kaveya to pay a certain way when then Chiyav is Pareya from the Novaya, something like that. You guys know what I mean. How could the Kaveya be Kaveya, how to pay, if the Torah took that Zchus away from him? So he's not the Bailam to be Besalik. We thought that, oh, the Rosh said, you can't be Meichel when the Tzurisat HaShlumin. That must put him into the Tzurisat HaShlumin category. No, it's not true. Because Tzurisat HaShlumin is not the reason why you can't be Meichel. Tzurisat HaShlumin is the Raya, that's not Biyodai. And that's exactly what the Rosh says. For the fourth time, listen to the Rosh. Now, everything reads, Mamish glot. The Rosh says, Eino Yochel Meichel, Eino Meichel. The cave of the Xeris HaKosr Shechad L'Sham Davar Elias Kadesh is the din of Tzurisat HaShlumin. The Ein Yochel Liftar Allah B'damim. He doesn't say, therefore, Eino Meichel. What does he say? Therefore, Araya Eino Davar Tali B'Bailim. That's exactly what he meant to say. Because he has to say that. He has to explain. He has to put in those four words. Because otherwise, he didn't explain himself yet. So he puts in those four words, Eino Davar Tali B'Bailim, to show you this is the Raya. For the fact that it's Tzurisat HaShlumin, there's the Raya in the Davar Tali B'Bailim. And don't say the reason is because it's Kapara. Not like Rabbi Chanan said, don't say it's Kapara because you really can be Meichel Kapara. Chalila v'chalila, you can't be Meichel Kapara. Everybody read Taisim Ksubas. Everyone knows you can't be Meichel Kapara. But I'm going to prove to you, Zuchter Rash, that Tzurisat HaShlumin is not Kapara. How am I going to prove it? Why would you think it is Kapara? Because it's Chomish? Wrong. Just because it's Chomish doesn't mean it's Kapara. Haraya Gezel V'Nishba. That's what the Rash means. So Lefinis Daiti, when all the dust settles, in terms of the Machloikis Taisin the Rash, is not a Machloikis in Hilchos Mechila Bechlal. That's not where the Machloikis sits, like Rabbi Chanan presented. Bechlal, that's not the Machloikis. The Machloikis is a very, very localized Machloikis in what? In Tashlume Truma. Is Tashlume Truma Kapara? Or is Tashlume Truma not a kapara? That's the machlokes. So according to Rabbi Chanan, the Rash concedes that Tashlumei Truma is a kapara. The Rash agrees to that. According to what I'm saying, no, he doesn't. That's going to have serious ramifications for what? That machlokes, we could say that with a straight face, in Rabbi Chanan's reading of the Rash and our reading of the Rash, that's going to have serious ramifications for what? For what? For which shiur? For all of yesterday's shiur. Because all of yesterday's shiur was premised on the fact that Tosis pshat, that there's no kimlay on Tashlumei Kapara. That was Tosis' whole salvation to the Sugyas and Pesachim, because there's no kimlay on Kapara. According to Rabbi Chanan, the Rash could buy into that. We'll disagree on the Mechila technicalities, but he could buy into that fundamentally, because he agrees that it's basically Kapara. According to what I'm saying, no, he doesn't. He dafka holds that Tashlumei Truma is not Kapara, b'chlal. It's mumminous, the same as Gozov and Ishma. Chemish, no Chemish doesn't make a difference. It's plain and simple mumminous. And therefore, Kimlei should apply to it. And we have to go a different route. What's the different route? Chasel on the roots. We had so many other Peshatim yesterday. We had a half a dozen other Peshatim. Didn't we? We had Rabbi Rabbeinu Peretz's Peshat. We had Yedim's Peshat. Edim's Peshat. That Peshat. Rashi's Peshat. So many different Peshatim yesterday. It was only Taismas who got us into trouble. Taisus Lashitasim had to get out of trouble. They got us into trouble, they had to get us out of trouble. And they got us out of trouble based on their reading of the Mishnah Terumas. In my heart of hearts, I don't think the Rash was saying like Rabbi Chanan presented. I think that Apshat reads into the Rash. Yeah.
I understand. It's not emanating from Tovei, it's not Mechila. And where's it coming from?
Where's what coming from?
Actually, why? Who's it? It's not on Tovei. Because it's a simon, but it's not a tzaveh.
Right.
It's also not a chiyuv. So, what's
the tshuva for? The Torah says you have to pay it. The Torah puts a chiyuv on you to pay. You don't have to call kapara. Kapara is a different form. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah tashlumen. The Torah puts on you. It's not a kapara. It's not piyotka. That doesn't have to be kapara. It's like chaimish. I mean, basically, chaimish is a little bit more. You know, you can see a little bit more, but. It's kind of like Mila. Like Tosis himself said, Mila has a chaimish. It's not kapara. Remember that?
Tosis spends all so much time after to kind of explain that. It's different.
Right. So what we're saying, the Rosh says, it's not different. It's the same thing. But the Shevet HaKahuna, yeah, it's one big happy family of Kohanim. Shevet HaKahuna. Yeah. No. No. Tosis wasn't even focusing on Tzuras HaTashlum. You mean when I presented it first, when I first started the ball rolling? Okay, but it's not convincing.
Right, don't change the
chumrah. Right, it's not. Okay, so it's okay.
You convinced us that. Rebbe convinced us.
I can do a lot of things. I can convince you to say anything. Okay. Rabbi Sai, so far so good. Rabbi Sai, some great chiddush emanated from this Rash. Whether you say Rabbi Chanan's Pshat and the Rash, whether you say Arab Pshat and the Rash. Can't say it in the same breath, but whichever pshat you say in the Rash, at the end of the day, the Rash holds a chiddush ladina that Tosfos didn't buy into. The Rash holds that the parsha of Mechila doesn't work when the halacha requires Tzuras HaTashlum. That's a fact, the Rash said. That's not negotiable. Whether a Bechonin pshat is right because it's Tashlumin, and therefore there's lack in the Tzuras HaTashlumin, or Arpshat is right because when the halacha requires a certain tzura, that's magala, that the teveh is not really the boss, not really the baal. Whatever pshat you learn, at the end of the day, the Rash said it pemole. And Tosfos disagrees with that, because Tosfos had to go fishing for kapara reasons. So there is a machloikis out there between Tosfos and the Rash about that particular piece of information. Is there mechila and tzuras HaTashlumin or not? Again, but the beer is a subject of debate, but the din is true. The Rash says it pemole. Can't argue with the Rash. I don't have to read it a fifth time. I hope everybody heard the first four. So Rabbi Sai, that's interesting because that goes way beyond Ksubas Daf Lamed. We should start to look around. Stop pressing. It's time for the Shas buttons to press. Shulchan Aruch buttons to press. The other areas in Torah Kedoshah which have Tzuras HaTashlumins, and ask ourselves, is there Mechila there? Is there no Mechila there? It would be just an interesting litmus test to see. What other Rishonim? Are there any Gemaras about this topic? What other examples out there of halachas with Tzuras HaTashlumin are they needed the Mechila now? So Rabbi Sai, I could be a Raya Brura that somebody disagrees with the Rash. Besides the Tzuras, for sure disagrees with the Rash and this Neguda. I bring a Raya Brura and let Tshuva, somebody else disagrees. That's the Rambam. When we started off two last sugya, when we spoke about on Sunday about Tashlumei Truma, we were very, very quick to differentiate between Tashlumei Truma B'Shoigeg versus B'Mezer. And who remembers We started off by saying, Tashlumei Truma B'Shoigeg, there's a din, you got to pay the apples, comes Truma, whole story. Tashlumei Truma B'Meizeh, what do you pay? Yeah, she regular Ganav, that's it. Pay cash, give a check, and call it a day. That's how we started off Shira on Sunday. That was the first thing we said Sunday morning. Tashlumei Truma B'Shoigeg, you can negotiate what kind of thing. It's amazing. Pasha can. Anyone know who disagrees with that statement? Anyone see the Rambam? What does the Rambam say when you ate Truma B'Meizeh? You won't believe this one. What does the Rambam say? You have to pay what? The Rambam says when you eat Truma B'Meizeh, you have to pay what? What do you have to pay? What? What does he say? You have to pay fruit. You have to pay Dover Rolios Kodesh. Doesn't the Rambam say that? The Rambam says you have to pay Dover Rolios Kodesh. Where's the Marmar Klamis? Where do we got it? Where am I? The Ram says you have to pay Paris. So in Cain, what's the difference between Mezid and Shagig? It's all the same. So the Ram says if you look really, really carefully at the Mishnayis and Trumas, you'll notice the difference. There is a nuance of a difference. When I eat Truma B'Shagig, I got to pay the apples back. What happens to the apples? They become Truma. When I ate Truma B'Meizid, I have to pay apples back, but guess what? You won't believe this. They don't become Truma. Why? I don't know why. Bishlam, according to all the other Rishonim, the reason why the apples and Meizid don't become Truma is because you don't have to pay apples. You're supposed to pay cash. According to the Ram, the halacha dictates, requires you to pay the apples. But that special halach, that added dimension of the apples themselves becoming truma, doesn't happen by Tashlumei Meizid. That's the Rambam's chiluk between Shogeg and Meizid against all the other Rishonim. Nobody knows where the Rambam got this from. The Pilpa, Meshulam, Melech, everyone's tumbling where the Rambam got this from. But the Rambam says it, Pemolin, that the only difference between Shogeg and Meizid is that in one case it becomes truma, in the other case it doesn't. But about you have to pay back apples. There is a tzuras at Tashlumei Ben B'Shogeg and Ben Meizid according to the Rambam. No? What does the Mishnah say? Can you be Meichel Tashlumei Truma B'Meizid? Bishtay in the Mishnah? Absolutely. The Mishnah says, Tashlumei Truma B'Shogeg Eino Yochel Limchol. The Meizid is the Mefarshim Mishnah, you can be Meichel. How can you be Meichel? Gewalt Geschwigen is the Tzuras at Tashlumen. Is that one from Dof and the Rambam what? That the Rambam holds you can be Meichel. Thank you very much. He's Geschwigen and Geschrei and everything. And what does the Rambam hold? That yes, you can. Eino Chinam, you can be Meichel, Tzuras at Tashlumen. The Rambam never did this Rash. According to the Rash, if the Rash held like the Rambam, the whole thing wouldn't fly. The whole thrust of the Rash is the reason why you can be Meichel by Meizid and can't be Meichel by Shogeg, because one does a Tzuras at Tashlumen and one does not. But according to the Rambam, if there's a Tzuras at Tashlumen by both, obviously the reason why you can or can't be Meichel is only do a Tzuras at Tashlumen. It must have to do with Kapara, like Taisa, something else, some other reason. But Tzuras at Tashlumen is not going to make a break it according to the Rambam, because there's Tzuras at Tashlumen equally for both. So I know for a fact that the Rambam disagrees with Rash. I have no question about it. Do I have any other rayas from anybody else, any other sugyas in Shas, about any other kinds of Tzuras at Tashlumens? So far we're only learning Maseches Trumas. We haven't veered out of Maseches Trumas yet. Hopefully mention tomorrow, we'll find one or two other examples where the halacha may very well require a Tzuras at Tashlumen, and whether or not Mechila is going to work is ultimately going to be the test case as to who's right, Taisa. Okay, so mention tomorrow.